Morning watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. Week 1. Christ as the great light, the one who has authority, the physician, the bridegroom, the unfold cloth, and the new wine. Friday, related verses. Matthew 9:16. No one puts a patch of unfold cloth on an old garment. For that which fills it up pulls away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Luke 5:36. And he also spoke a parable to them. No one tears a patch from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. Otherwise, he will tear the new garment, and also the patch from the new will not match the old. Luke 15:22. But the father said to his slaves, bring out quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Psalm 45:13-14. The king's daughter is all glorious within the royal abode. Her garment is a woven work inwrought with gold. She will be led to the king in embroidered clothing. The virgins behind her, her companions, will be brought to you. Revelation 19:8. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Jeremiah 2:32. Can the virgin forget her ornaments, or the bride her attire? But my people have forgotten me for days without number. Related reading. In Matthew 9:16, the Lord continued with something even finer, sweeter, and more intimate. The Greek word translated unfold means uncarded, unfold, unfinished, unshrunk, untreated. The unfold cloth signifies Christ from his incarnation to his crucifixion as a piece of new cloth, untreated, unfinished. Whereas the new garment in Luke 5:36 signifies Christ as a new robe after he was treated in his crucifixion. The Greek word for new in Luke 5:36 is kainos, the same as the word for fresh in Matthew 9:17. Christ first was the unfold cloth for making a new garment, and then through his death and resurrection, he was made a new garment to cover us as our righteousness before God, that we might be justified by God and acceptable to him. To sew a patch of unfold cloth on an old garment means to imitate what Christ did in his human life on earth. This is what today's modernists are attempting to do. They only imitate Jesus' human deeds to improve their behavior. They do not believe in the crucified Jesus as their Redeemer or in the resurrected Christ as their new garment to cover them as their righteousness before God. The old garment in Matthew 9:16 signifies man's good behavior, good deeds, and religious practices produced by man's old natural life. The Lord Jesus was very wise. In verse 16, he did not say, "You disciples of John must realize that your garments are torn and full of holes. By fasting, you are actually cutting a piece of unfold cloth and using it to patch the holes in your garments." Instead of saying this directly, the Lord Jesus indicated to the disciples of John that they did not have a perfect garment. He indicated that their garments had holes and that by fasting they were trying to patch the holes. No human being could utter such a word as that spoken by the Lord Jesus in verse 16. His wise word was full of meaning, rebuke, revelation, and instruction. The Lord was saying, "Why do you ask me about fasting? Your fasting is a way of patching your torn garment. By fasting, you show that you realize that you have holes in your garments that need to be mended. You are utilizing me to patch your holes. You are cutting a piece from my unfold cloth to mend the holes in your garments. But my cloth is full of shrinking power. Do not put any part of it on your old torn garments. If you do, the hole will become bigger." The account in Luke 5:36 is somewhat different from that in Matthew 9:16. Notice that Matthew says cloth and that Luke says garment. The Lord Jesus likened himself to a piece of unfold cloth. This points to what he was between his incarnation and his crucifixion. During this period of time, he was unfold cloth, new cloth that had never been fold or dealt with. Through his death and resurrection, this new cloth was dealt with and was made a new garment. The Lord's intention was to give himself to us not as a piece of unfold cloth, but as a complete, finished garment that we might put on as our righteousness to be justified before God. After his death and resurrection, he was made the finished garment for us to put on so that we may attend his wedding. Thus, he is not only the bridegroom, but also our wedding garment that qualifies us to attend his wedding feast. We as sinners and tax collectors need to be clothed in a new garment so that we may be worthy of the bridegroom's presence.